Be at peace, sire. We wish to help.
His people, the Uvovo, not humans or servants of the Legion of Avatars. A sense of relief quivered through him, yet they wouldn't know how badly he and Rory were afflicted. There was a specific course of action, a method of treatment, which was the only way to counteract what had been inflicted upon them. He hoped they would not think him delirious when he had to persuade them. But, as they carried him towards the forest's edge, a sapping exhaustion assailed him. He had to muster every shred of self-will to remain conscious, striving to stay alert as they at last crossed into the Daughter Forest. Immediately, the air seemed to taste sweeter, and his senses awoke to the limpid ambience and the echoing song of Sigrana, a comforting underharmony which tempted him to reach for his seer talents. Yet he resisted, fearing that another lash of pain would finally put him under. Then a voice came at him from a distance, from beyond the forest's edge.
Seer! Seer Chell! Are you there?
The procession of helpers had reached the crest of a hilly rise within the forest. At Chell's request, they paused so that he could peer back down through the branches and the foliage. A figure stood there, just visible in the meagre radiance that filtered through, a tall, human figure, bearded. It was Vashutkin.
Seer Chell, we need to talk.
Chell smiled humorlessly. Back in the ravine, standing in that torchlit circle, he had looked into Vashutkin's eyes, and even with the merest trace of his seer talents, he had seen what resided there, behind the cold stare. The dust of the dreamless, the same pitiless thing that had possessed Gregory until the root scholars of Glenkrilov had cleansed it from his blood. Vashutkin had fallen silent. Off in the night, the sounds of fighting were receding as the humans retreated back along the ravine. He turned to one of the Uvovo who supported him, a scholar of the warrior clade.
Scholar, listen carefully. You must take the human and me to separate Vudrons. Give each of us the cup of light, then close us up within.
The scholar was taken aback.
Why do you ask for this, seer? Why the husking ritual?
Because our enemy has implanted machines of torture in both my body and the humans. If they are not made safe, then both of us will die, and all that we have learned will be lost.
Chell paused, almost panting for breath, he was so weary.
I do not know for sure that the Vudrons will heal us, but we must try. And beseech Sigrana to extend her grace and love.
The scholar thought for a moment, then nodded.
There are a good number of the artificer Uvovo here, seer. I am sure they will be eager to oversee the ritual.
He paused, looked back down at the edge of the forest.
The human is still there. Is he likely to come in here after you?
Chell shook his head.
No, he would not dare. It would mean his life.
Then the Uvovo procession resumed its journey into the heart of the forest. Chapter 12. Robert.